The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
And welcome to Radio Friends. This is Thursday, August the 2nd, and we've got two guests today. We're going to talk with friends of historic Boonville, the River Festival of the Arts, and the Food Bank, the Buddy Pack. But let's start, first of all, with Boonville. We've got Melissa Strawn with us. Welcome
Hi,
to Radio
Paul,
Friends,
nice
Melissa.
Thank you.
The Friends of Historic Boonville, Missouri River Festival of the Arts is coming
yes.
up when?
It's August 23rd, 24th, and 25th.
So we got a couple of weeks before it, mm-hmm. it comes. But what's going to happen?
The tickets are on sale now. It's a three-night classical arts festival in Historic Thespian Hall in downtown Boonville. And we have a variety of performances each night, and they start at 7:30. Tickets are reserved seating at Thespian Hall, and they are $25 a ticket.
So what are some of the artists?
We have David Halen is the artistic director of the festival, and he is a concertmaster of the St. Louis Symphony. So he brings a variety of artists that he works with in the St. Louis Symphony. On Thursday night, the 23rd, it's called David Halen and Friends. And he, along with Grace Fong, who's a pianist featured this year, will do different music that they do at the symphony. And they have different artists that have been back over the years. This is our 37th year.
Wow.
So, and he has been in control of it for about the last 7 years. So
yeah.
he really brings some great talent.
So, talent from the Missouri Symphony.
Yeah,
now, Kathy Barton uh-huh. and Dave Parra played with the Missouri Symphony.
Yes, yes, they did. And this year, they're actually on the road doing something else, so they won't be there this year. But they have played with him in the past. They did last year. And then Friday night, we have a great Bach to the Beatles. It's where they will play a tribute band to the Beatles, and it's you can hear all like Yesterday and Eleanor Rigsby and their original
arrangements. Is this at Thespian Hall also?
Yes, this is Friday night. This is the Friday night part of the festival.
Okay, and then Saturday?
And Saturday night is the Chamber Orchestra, and they're going to primarily focus on Mozart this year. So they will do different Mozart
pieces.
Yeah. Yes, yes.
Oh, yeah, you've got one class act.
Well, we are excited.
And Thespian Hall, it's so beautiful.
Beautiful.
And the acoustics are perfect,
yes,
aren't they?
Yes. I mean, we don't have to bring in extra sound equipment. It just is. It's just made for that.
How many years does Thespian Hall go back?
Built in 1856. And so it has been a theater on and off since then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And everybody in Boonville is so proud
of
that building.
Oh, yes, yes. It's everybody's baby. Yes.
Yeah.
Everybody loves it. We do a lot of different events there throughout the year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Big Muddy Folk Festival
right,
we do
Kathy
in April.
And Dave. Mm-hmm. So if people want tickets, how do they go about?
They can go online at friendsofhistoricboonville.org. And they can buy them online, or they can give me a call at 660-882-7977, and I can set them up.
Okay, that's coming up when in August again?
August 23rd, 24th, and 25th.
Got it. Melissa, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you.
And we wish you the very best with the Missouri River Festival of the Arts in Boonville.
Thank you.
Okay. Now, Rachel Ellersick is with us, the Food Bank of Central Missouri. Northeast Missouri,
yes,
right?
Yes, both.
Okay, both, okay. And you're here today to tell us about the Buddy Pack. What is the Buddy Pack?
The Buddy Pack program, we're talking about it because school is just around the corner. Mm-hmm. Like it or not, school is coming.
Right.
And a lot of kids, unfortunately, really look forward to the school year coming. We usually think of them looking forward to the summer, but school means meals. It means they get lunchtime.
Isn't
means
that
they
sad?
Get breakfast.
Isn't that sad?
Yeah.
Because a lot of kids, when you say they look forward to school, because they know that they're going to be able to eat mm-hmm. at lunchtime.
Because 1 in 4 kids in our service area doesn't always know where their next meal is coming from.
25%.
25%.
25% of the kids in this area.
In central and northeast Missouri. This isn't a St. Louis. This isn't Kansas City. It's not just a big city problem. This is right in our back door.
You're saying 25% of these kids don't know where their next meal is coming from, not just lunchtime.
Right. The technical term is food insecurity, but for you and I, that means they don't know where they're going to get their next meal always. So what we've done is, because so many of these kids rely on school lunches, they get free or reduced priced meals at school. But that means that over the weekend they may not have access to the same meals and may be at risk of hunger. So we've put together the Buddy Pack. And the Buddy Pack is just a backpack that looks just like any old backpack, but we fill it with food on Friday that's kid-friendly, non-perishable stuff that a kid can prepare on their own without the help of a parent.
Where do they get the Buddy Pack?
Well, we work with a number of elementary schools that we provide the food, and then the elementary school, the counselors, some teachers, volunteers are the ones that actually slip the food into these backpacks before they go home.
And they're the ones who decide which one of the kids need the Buddy Pack.
Yes, yeah. We rely on them to be our eyes and ears because they're the ones that know these schools. We've got 32 counties, so we can't possibly know every kid in every situation. So the teachers and the counselors are really the ones that help us know which kids need the help.
So you deliver the food to the schools on that Friday.
Yes, or they pick it up. Somehow we get the food to them. We actually repackage the what we call pre-packs at our food bank or at other little pre-packing sites. Mm-hmm. So whatever, you know, there might be a pop-top soup, some little jars of applesauce. There's always some kind of granola bar. We try to make it really nutritional food that will really help a student get enough nutrition over the weekend.
Okay. So you gave us a statistic of 25%. Mm-hmm. Break it down in numbers. How many?
Oh, we've got about 56,000 students in our whole service area that qualify for free and reduced price meals. And we feel like we're doing a really great job.
Again, how many?
56,000.
56,000?
Yeah.
56,000 kids in this area do not know where their next meal is coming from.
Mm-hmm. Those are the ones that qualify financially for those free or reduced price meals. So that means there's a lot of kids out there, a lot of families that need help getting enough to eat.
If people want to help out, help the food bank, is the best thing to do give money?
It is. We can do a whole lot more with money than we can with food donations, because the idea of a food bank is that we use collective resources to buy things. We all know if you go to a wholesale store, you're able to buy a whole lot more.
But you're not telling people not to bring food down either.
We'll take it, but we can provide 15 pounds for every $1 donated.
Okay.
So if you do that at a grocery store, you might not get as far.
Okay. Thank you very much, Rachel. Yeah, it really opened your eyes up.
Oh, yeah. This is a problem that we have right here.
Okay. For more information, what do they do?
Sharefoodbringhope.org is the food bank's website.
Sharefoodbringhope.org. Thank you. All right, tomorrow, quilts from the Fayette Festival of the Arts and Voluntary Action Center. Our program directed by Travis McMillan, the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio's Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director is Danny Madison. And our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. To listen to this program again or watch it, go to KBIA.org. Click on Talk Shows and Radio Friends. Bye-bye.